October 23, God's plan for support of his work. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11:25. The Lord has made the proclamation of the gospel dependent on the consecrated ability and the voluntary gifts and offerings of his people. While he has called men to preach the word, he has made it the privilege of the whole church to share in the work by contributing of their means to its support. And he has bidden them also to care for the poor as representatives of himself. A tithe of all our income the Lord claims as his own, to be devoted solely to the support of those who give themselves to the preaching of the gospel. And besides this, he asks of us gifts and offerings for his cause, and also to supply the needs of the poor. The Lord is ever bestowing his blessings and mercies upon men. Should he withdraw these gifts, we should perish. Every moment he has his human family in view. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5:45. He gives us fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Acts 14:17. It is God who gives men power to get wealth. The quick, sharp thought, the ability to plan and execute are from him. It is he who blesses us with health and opens ways for us to acquire means by diligent use of our powers. And he says to us, "A portion of the money I have enabled you to gain is mine. Put it into the treasury in tithes and gifts and offerings, that there may be meat in mine house, that there may be something to sustain those who carry the gospel of my grace to the world." God might have carried forward his work in the world and have provided for the poor without the cooperation of man. He asks for our service and our gifts, not only that we may thus manifest our love for him and our fellow men, but because the service and sacrifice for the good of others will strengthen the spirit of beneficence in the giver's heart, allying us more closely to him who was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. It is only as we thus imitate the Savior's example that our characters will be developed in his likeness.